Any problems at the parks that law enforcement needs to be aware of? Is that an ongoing issue, or are people pretty chill about the parks?
No, pretty great. I mean, you know, the boating aspect side of it at Browns Lake can get a little dicey from time to time, but our residents are really responsible. We don't have really a vandalism issue at all.
Well, we talked about some of the challenges that you face as Racine County Executive. What are some of the fun things that you get to do?
Well, we are celebrating a holiday in Racine County today.
Today?
We are celebrating a holiday. It is Mark Eichhorst Day in Racine County, and I have an official proclamation, and I don't have to read the whole thing, but if I could just point a highlight or two.
Maybe I'd like to read. Is it really long?
No.
Maybe I'd like to read
Sure.
it. This is Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave in the studio at WRJN. Glenn Klein here, and Mr. Racine, Mark Eichhorst. It is officially Mark Eichhorst Day, and here's the official proclamation by the County Executive of Racine County, Wisconsin. Whereas Mark Eichhorst is also known as Mr. Racine, and it's awesome. And whereas Mark is well known in the Racine community as a business owner, volunteer, former Journal Times sports reporter, his involvement with the Racine Raiders, and a host of its All About Racine radio show on WRJN, to name a few. And whereas Mark's civic commitment to the Racine community as alderman representing the 7th Aldermanic District from 1997 to 1999, and in 1999 challenged incumbent Jim Smith in the Racine mayoral race, whereas a member of Trinity Lutheran Church, Mark's commitment to the church, and whereas community is demonstrated by his service as an active member of the church, and whereas as a tribute to his civic-mindedness and community spirit, Mark Eichhorst earned the nickname of Mr. Racine. Now, therefore, I'm going to have you read that part.
Sure. Now, therefore, I, Jonathan Delagrave, County Executive of Racine County, hereby proclaim April 17th, 2016, as Mark Eichhorst Day in the County of Racine, and I invite all 200,000 citizens of the county to join me in congratulating Mark on his many achievements and thanking him for his years of selfless service to the community, and wish him many, 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 many more years in which to continue his service and leadership. And Mark, I know the beginning of 2016 has been challenging, but you know, we're very honored that you're part of Racine, and thank you very much for all that you do.
Woo! Congratulations, Mark Eichhorst Day.
I'm honored, and more importantly, very humbled. You know, from the time Don Rosen hung the nickname Mr. Racine on me some 15 years ago, it's never been about me. It's never been about one individual. It's about this great community that the good Lord has blessed me and all of you with to live, work, and play in. And it's about a community that hopefully through the efforts of this radio station, AM 1400 WRJN, our residents take pride in. And when other people hear about our community, they will want to visit and, yes, even move here. Because of those efforts, I believe Magnum Media and WRJN, its owner Dave Magnum, and all the other people that work here, including my current tag team partner, Glenn Klein.
Yeah, where was that? Whereas he's the tag team partner of Glenn Klein. That should have been in there.
I believe WRJN is exactly what, Glenn, you were just talking about, is your radio friend. Because when a friend has good news, when a friend knows something good, that friend wants to share that news with others. And that's a good part of what we do here at WRJN, day in and day out. And at the same time, when there's bad news, a good friend is always there to share that news with you and provide some comfort. And I believe that this station is very good at doing just that. So thank you to Magnum Media for believing in our community and me, keeping me here. I've known, you know, our county executive, Jonathan Delagrave. I have the utmost respect for him, along with our mayor, John Dickert. I've seen Mr. Delagrave from a young man to a politician, to one of the true leaders in our community. And, you know, really, him and the mayor, you and I call each other tag team partners, Glenn, but the tag team champions in this community are County Executive Jonathan Delagrave and Mayor John Dickert.
You know what I saw? You know what I saw them do one time when they were here together?
What?
The Republican and Democrat?
Yep.
They gave each other a hug.
I said, you know what? You cannot get any more Republican than the name Delagrave around here, and you can't get any more Democrat than the name Dickert. But yet these two put their party beliefs aside and their affiliations aside to get what's done for the best for our community. And only if the rest of the politicians in this state and our country would do the same thing, we'd have a better place to live. And while I'm dishing out thank yous, I do need, because you mentioned Trinity Lutheran Church, I do need to take time to thank God. I actually should have probably started with him first. Anybody that really knows me knows that when I'm asked how I am, I always say I'm blessed, and that's because I truly am. I may have my struggles just like anybody else, but my blessings, and I mean always, always outnumber my struggles. Again, it's never been about me. It's about a community. A community with some great stories to tell, which we try to do every day. Stories about its political leaders like Jonathan. Stories about its business and community leaders. Stories about its tremendous volunteer base. Stories about its diversity in business, nonprofits, service organizations, people, events, and the list goes on and on. That's what it's all about. Heaven knows I've made my mistakes along the way, and I've tried to learn from those mistakes. Just like most people, I've done some things in my life I'm not proud of, but I am proud to be part of this community and part of this station, and as long as the good Lord in this station continues to allow me, I will continue to try and be one of Racine's best cheerleaders, like the Magnum Media motto, stay positive, stay local, find some way to get involved with our community and make a positive difference, stay involved, and if you do, this place we call Racine and Racine County will become an even better place to live, work, and play. So again, thank you, County Executive. I truly appreciate it, and because it comes from you, in the county, it means even more to me.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
When I first floated this idea, it was, you know, a radio bit. But you told me you were going to do it, and you did it. You're a man of your word, sir. Well, I really appreciate that.
That really means
a lot.
Sure, not a problem.
He is Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. He is Mr. Racine. It's Mr. Racine Day, Mark Eichhorst Day in Racine County, Wisconsin. Unbelievable.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
On Mark Eichhorst Day in Racine County, WRJN covers the world at 10:03.
Hold the hearing, New York values. I'm Michael Toscano, President Obama's nominee for the Supreme Court. Judge Merrick Garland has been on Capitol Hill meeting with senators. Republican Susan Collins of Maine, one of them.